The Global Guide, written by Christina Curtin, November 24th, 2024. If you would have asked 20-year-old me if I would someday create a daily planner, shopping list, cooking schedule, and curated recipe selection for Thanksgiving meal prep, I would have told you, hell no. Why would I do that? I hate to cook. I can't cook. Every meal I make is tasteless or causes Vince to choke. That's absurd. But here I am in my early 40s, geeking out over the fact that this Thanksgiving, I am going to be organized as fuck with my Thanksgiving binder. I need to work on a name for this thing though, because just calling it Thanksgiving binder is making me ew. Everything must have a cool name, or at least some pun or alliteration. Let's think through this. Okay, I'm back. I spent 10 minutes writing out words I liked in my brainstorm book and then went to ChatGPT with some instructions and ideas. With its help, I think I'll name this book The Gobble Guide. Not bad, right? I gotta love the double G's. Alliteration is awesome. Okay, so I made The Gobble Guide. Now, as I have already established, I am absolutely not the person to take cooking advice from, but I am pretty damn awesome at planning and organization. I love me some spreadsheets. I love knowing a plan for the day. This guide does that. It takes the guesswork out of when to cook what. It reminds me of mistakes I made in prior years, like not taking out the turkey 1 hour before cooking it. Like, seriously, who remembers to do that until it's too late? It documents everything I need to buy at the grocery store in order to cook each recipe I have. It details out the oven temperatures, for heaven's sakes. I love this thing. This is true adulting, folks. Getting geeked out over a meal planner, I am actually excited for Turkey Day so I can start following my plan and checking off to-dos. The dopamine hit I get when completing tasks and checking them off is semi-addicting. Along with keeping me organized and satisfied during Thanksgiving prep, the Global Guide is also going to serve another purpose. When I was making my planner last year, it was a simple orange file folder with shopping list and printed out recipes, I realized this collection would be a perfect gift to hand down to my daughter someday. Someday in the future, when I'm not the one preparing the turkey and they are hosting this day at their houses, having their little family gather around the table, a time when I am no longer here, because that day will come. Hopefully not for quite some time, but it will. And by collecting my crazy into a book for them, they will have an easy way to recreate the holidays of their childhoods. They won't have to question, how did mom do this? Or what was the recipe mom used to make sweet potatoes? It's all here in the Gobble Guide. It will be my gift to each of them for their wedding days. Or if they don't get married, maybe when they turn 30 or something. I'll print the planner out nicely in a book, buy them every utensil and kitchen item they need to make the recipes, and gift it to them in a basket, because apparently every gift now needs to come in a basket. Maybe they will never use it, maybe it will sit on a shelf, but that's okay. I think they will recognize why I gave it to them, even if they never host the only holiday where we eat the mascot. Seriously, effing weird, right? Like, shouldn't the symbol be a cornucopia or something, not the meat we eat? That's like us eating rabbit on Easter. This is not just a guide, it's a time capsule. It's a little bit of me in a book. And if I had a mom, I would want that. Shit, okay, so I didn't think as I started writing this post I would be crying. But here I am trying to hold back the tears as I finish this up. Writing is so cathartic and surprising. I never know how things are going to go when I start typing out my thoughts and feelings. Okay, so there you have it. The Gobble Guide, part meal planner, part time capsule, and 100% proof that as an adult you find odd things satisfying. Whether you're geeking out over spreadsheets, chasing that dopamine hit from checking off your to-dos, or imagining a future where your kids are hosting Turkey Day without you and crying into a bowl of gravy like I am, I think this guide's for you. And honestly, I hope it becomes more than just a planner for you too. Maybe it saves you from forgetting the turkey to thaw. Maybe it inspires you to start your own tradition. Maybe it just gives you the organization you need to start drinking mimosas on Thursday without fear of messing shit up, because even you can follow a checklist buzzed up on champagne. I know I can. If you're ready to get as next level organized as me, stop by my blog and find the Gobble Guide post. I'm sharing my templates, my shopping list, and time schedules. Happy Thanksgiving planning. May your casseroles never burn and your turkey never turn dry. And that's it for today, my friends. Thanks for listening. And remember, the chaos is temporary, unless it's glitter. Glitter is forever.